News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
My family, my team. They've been on this journey with me the whole way through. They know the burden that I've carried to, you know, come here every year and try again. And the one thing I would say to my daughter Poppy that's sitting over there, never give up on your dreams. Never, ever give up on your dreams.
I think it is lovely he was that emotional. Like, he was bawling, crying. There's gorgeous footage, lovely photographs of him. But that it means so much. And you know what? It's so good to get that positive news story that we are so craving at the moment, the way of the world.
There was 11 years of pain
in
that and loads of near misses. And going back 14 years ago to his first Masters when he could have won, should have won and didn't. And clearly that's caused huge difficulty. I mean...
But he does join now the Golf Hall of Fame.
Gene Sarazen, Ben Hogan, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, Tiger Woods.
Those are the six who've won the Grand Slam, four.
And now, as you say, he joins that pantheon of greats. I mean, it was unwatchable and unmissable at the same time. Like, he lost it, it seemed, on the first hole with a double bogey. We thought, oh no, here we go again. Won a series of birdies, won it back. Had got to 13th, everything was going fine. Hit a shot, Ciara, that you and I would have hit when we were...
in other words, an absolute turkey.
It was an absolute... Put it in the creek, and he was in the creek without a paddle. Won it back again. And then on the 18th, all he had to do was par it, put it in the bunker, missed a short putt to win it. And you thought, oh no, here we go again.
Yeah.
And then he hit two of the greatest shots I've ever seen last night. I'm not a big golf fan, but he hit a shot on the 12th that was just... on the 14th that was just extraordinary, and his shot on the first playoff hole was just unbelievable. Like, he showed extraordinary bottle. Interesting text here from somebody, because I was saying nobody should ever question his bottle ever again, but interesting text from a listener here.
I think you can be a bottler and resilient in equal measure. You're right about how uniquely difficult golf is, but Tiger at his best would have destroyed that field, and had Scheffler been playing well, he'd have won. Rory has more talent than all, but he hasn't got that default steeliness. Maybe it's circumstance, the way his career had gone, and maybe there'll be 5 years of dominance now. Nonetheless, the most remarkable golfing victory of all time. Yeah, people can bottle it, but I think the great joy in it is being knocked down and getting back up again, and that's what he did.
And he's done that so many times. He's bounced back. He's an extraordinary character. You know what? What I love most about Rory McIlroy, obviously he's one of the greatest golfers ever to play the game, but he always fronts up. He's always there for the media. He will always answer a question that's asked. I think he's the greatest Irish sports person from this island. I think he's the greatest Irish sports person of all time.
Let us know out there this morning, do you agree with Shane? Is Rory McIlroy the greatest Irish sports person of all time? Is he better than the, Kelly Harrington, Katie Taylor,
Harrington, Paul O'Donovan,
Brian O'Driscoll, you name it.
Brady, Keane, Giles...
Let us
best.
Know. Who is the best? Is it Rory or is it one of the others? And they're all great, in fairness. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
Now let's go to Kieran Lavery, head professional at Hollywood Golf Course, which is, of course, the course that Rory grew up playing on. Kieran, I'd say everyone has a bit of a pep in their step around the golf course this morning.
Hi, Shane. Yeah, it's just, it's amazing. Like, everybody's still sort of trying to take it in and digest what happened last night. It was just a roller coaster of emotions, wasn't it? Just so hard to describe. And I think Rory's emotion that he showed on 18 just summed it all up. Just what everybody feels here. Just pure just relief for him and joy. It's just so good.
Like, watching it last night, I'm a huge sports fan. You're rooting for somebody, you're rooting for a team. This was different last night. I wanted him to win just for him, because I couldn't bear the, and I think that's what everyone felt, I couldn't bear the idea of him not winning.
I know, it was like he gave it to us and then he took it away from us, and then he gave it to us again, and then Justin Rose took it away from us for a while, and then just Rory gave it all back. And it was like, it is without doubt, I suppose, as a golfer I'd be biased, but one of the best pieces of sport and...
Oh, I agree.
Sporting history you'll ever see.
I think it's the best. I'd go further. I think it's the best piece of drama I've ever seen. I've never had that range of emotion. I mean, I was watching it behind the couch at the end of it. It was extraordinary. We won't get too wonky or too geeky, but two of the shots he played last night were two of the most extraordinary shots I've ever seen on a golf course. Was it the 14th where he kind of drew it around the trees and brought it back, and then that final shot on the playoff hole where he put it to within, was it 4 feet of the hole? I know the second shot maybe wasn't technically as difficult, but to do it with that kind of pressure on was just extraordinary.
Yeah, like for him to like put it in Rae's Creek on 13, then bogey 14, and I can't imagine how he was feeling. You're just sort of hoping for him to hit the fairway on 15, and then all of a sudden he's blocked out and hits a shot that only he could, and that as soon as he hit it, to start walking after it, knowing that's how good it was in that scenario, it was unbelievable. And then the shot in the 18 in the playoff after facing the same shot in regulation, like I suppose Justin's second shot helped him. He knew what he had to do. He had to hit it close, but
yeah,
to be fit to pull it off, like it's just phenomenal. Like,
is Rory just better when he's just going for it? It just struck me last night when, you know, that shot that he put into the creek when, you know, he sort of had it in the bag. I often think, and you know, I'm by no means an expert in golf, I often think with Rory, when he's trying to play the percentages, it kind of doesn't suit him, that he's better when he's just kind of really trying to nail it on the golf course.
Yeah, it seems like when he has to do it, he can, and it's like on what, like those world class athletes, whenever they have to do it, they can do it, and that's what makes them. Like Rory is, he was already a legend, but now like that's golf and poker now. Like that is everything.
How loved is he in County Down and in Hollywood?
Oh, like it's everything is Rory. Everything that he does, the members and all of us staff, we know about it, we see it. Everybody just wants the success that he's had. It's top class, and it's so great for us, like with the juniors here and different things like that. Like that's gonna yeah, drive them and encourage them more, not that they need it, like, but it's, I suppose myself, I started playing golf when Tiger won his Grand Slam, so I can't imagine what it's gonna do for golf here.
Yeah. I'm almost reluctant to ask this question. Yeah, finally, Kieran, because it doesn't actually matter if he never won another golf tournament in the world. He's mm-hmm. on that pantheon of greats. But with the monkey off his back now, do you think he can go on and win more majors?
Yeah, like I told everybody for the last number of weeks that he was going to win the Masters. His golf game has been incredible this year. Like he won the Players' Championship, he won a Pebble. But yeah, I have a small inkling he could win the rest of them for the rest of the year. He could win all four this year.
Wow.
And it's a bit biased, but just his golf game, he's the best golfer in the world at the minute and the best golfer we'll see in our lifetime. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Listen, congratulations to everyone at Hollywood Golf Course. Absolutely brilliant, and thanks to me for taking our call this morning. Kieran Lavery, their head professional at Hollywood Golf Course in County.
Great to hear his joy and emotion this morning too.
Yeah, and I think just as Kieran said, that relief
for
Rory,
because
he deserves that. He really deserves that.
I suspect as well that Kieran is right. There's going to be a rake of little boys and girls playing golf and saying, "Please, can I join a golf club now?"
No
or
doubt.
"Please, can I get a set of clubs?" Yeah, it's great to see. Now the time is just coming up to 8:16.